Da Bears.
What is up?
Sup.
The boys are back. Well, three-fourths of the boys, three-man weave. Got ourselves a spicy sandwich on white.
Three-man Eve.
Three.
Ma.
I'm Marcos, joined with two-thirds of the bestest friends in the whole goddamn world. Lotta Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, everybody?
Producer Jake is up in Canada fighting meese.
Hunting bear.
Moosin.
Muhammad.
No, that's Mushin.
Mushu.
No, that's the dragon from...
That's a movie.
That's We're from... Okay.
Eddie Murphy.
No, that's Beverly Hills Cop.
No, Coming to America.
No, see, that's
which one's the lizard?
The voice, the guy with the voice. How am I blanking on his name? Oh,
what is up?
I fucked it up.
Rob Schneider.
Guys, today is Wednesday, June 8th. This is episode 37.
Ma-ma-ma-ma-ow.
Our Jason McKee episode. Love me some fullback love.
Deep cut.
Deep cut. That's an OG.
James cut. Earl Jones. God damn it.
Yeah, mean
hey, well done, man. Well done.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 37. Jake is not with us today. This actually has tested.
Well, he's
with us.
With us.
In spirit. This has actually, guys, this has tested us as a podcast.
I don't know we what always you're talking
made,
about.
We always made the behind the scenes comments like, you know.
Just press play.
Other people cannot show up, but like Jake has to show up every week without fail. And, you know, a little adversity. The boys are here.
Dude,
the boys
I feel
are back.
So much stronger for it.
So, does that make us all producer Jakes?
Yes.
No.
I'm
producer
Squidward.
Jake Marcos.
I'm Squidward. He's Squidward.
Yeah, I by extension, yeah. At least this week. We're producers, Jake.
All of our mustaches just got curlier.
Oh.
Oh.
Guys, so Jake is up in Alaska. He's up there for like work or something, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Up there for work exploring. There's no sunlight.
He's scared of the dark. That's why he went up there.
He sent that Snapchat of like it's like 11 o'clock at night. Just sunlight.
Yep.
Holy
at all times.
Shit.
I just messaged him back. That is insane.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a joke and a big exaggeration for a long time. No, it's literally just bright out. Looks clear as day up there.
Whole
Had
time.
No idea.
So, producer Jake, we hope you're having fun. You're missed this week, but eat shit. We can do it without you.
Can I tell you something that happened to me just this past weekend that changed my life?
Wait, hold on.
Please.
Boys, how the hell are we doing?
Now you
can go.
I'd like to tell you about something that happened this past weekend that changed my life.
Hell please. Yeah, dude. Let us have it.
Butt stuff?
Yeah, receiving.
See, now I can't say what I was going to say.
I work in procurement.
What I was going to say is we got a new bed. So 100% serious.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it's so fucking sweet. And like, you never know how shitty your bed was until you
what
get
you
a new one.
Twinsies, Queensies,
Kingsies,
California Kingsies.
It's a Kingsy now.
Good for you.
Yeah,
thank God.
For those of you that don't know, I'm a large gentleman and fitting me
no,
and
I think
the dog
people can hear it.
they can hear it. Fitting all three of us in a queen was tough. So new bed, dude, immediately. Like I'm a happier person.
Which one'd you go with? Sam's Club, Costco?
Oh,
Lisa, Casper, no. What's up?
Honestly, the purple mattress?
No free ads.
It was honestly through Marriott.
Fuck yeah.
That status, baby.
Use them points, boy.
Travel a lot, bud.
Use
travel
them points.
Guys, so before we go any further, on the socials, please give us a like, give us a follow. If you haven't already, if you're listening right now and you're sitting at a desk, you're on your couch, you're chopping onions.
And if you have an old bed, upgrade.
Upgrade. No please. Free ads, though.
Sorry.
But guys, throw us a review. Give us something on Facebook, something. Share it with your friends. Tell somebody about it. We're loving having you guys back every week. This is a blast on Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast, on Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod, Instagram, at The Bare Min Podcast, audio files, voicemails, all that good stuff. You can send them to thebareminpod@gmail.com. And if you're feeling gracious and you are wanting to hook the boys up with a little bit of funding, tip jar is always open on Venmo at The Bare Min Pod. We would love it if you helped us out. So, guys, one thing we didn't talk about last week, I wanted to pick your
Absolutely,
guys' brain.
Absolutely, let's start with this.
Dude.
How did we not get to this, first of all?
Shame on us as podcasters.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Please, tell the people.
So, the Tommy Pham and Jock Peterson situation, smacking professional athletes. Guys, Jake was right. slapping his back. Like, slapping his back, and it's something everybody has to worry about now. Like, it's a whole incident.
I think it's deadlier than punching, at least to the ego.
Oh, yeah.
To the pride.
Oh, yeah. Like, especially you, like, wind up and, like, really cock into, like, smack the shit out of somebody.
A nice violent slap
so
is all the way back.
Let me ask you this. If you could smack the shit out of someone, and the retaliation was you had to not go to work for a day, how many people would just smack?
Everyone's on notice.
I mean, everyone.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened. So he got a 1-game suspension for that.
So for those of you that don't know the full story, or you need to get caught back up, because this did happen like 2 weeks ago.
Lay it on me.
Tommy Pham and Jock Peterson are in the same fantasy football league. These guys are baseball players playing fantasy football. Mike Trout is the commissioner.
I love it.
Tommy Pham went on record and basically said Mike Trout was allowing some fishy shit in this. And I'm just curious, because they're professional athletes making millions upon millions of dollars. Like our little $50-100 league that we do in every year, you know, like that ain't shit compared to what? This has to be like a $25,000 buy-in.
Oh, dude, well, my immediate thought was $50,000 buy-in.
Well, it's got to be.
Well, I'm thinking of it. So do it like relative to like
what
your income.
Yeah. Yeah. How many
so
more
your,
zeros?
Your check.
Today,
yeah. Your check. Yeah. So you think of one of their game checks, you think of one of your paychecks, or I guess consider one of their game checks. What?
So to, like, I'll make this really easy.
Just
make a ratio. Really easy.
Just make a ratio.
$100,000 a year, because it's a really easy number.
Yep.
Mike Trout's making $30-odd million a year. That's some 3,000 times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's roughly like, you know, multiply like $150,000 buy-in or some shit. Obviously, yeah, this is my math in the back of my head
in
5 seconds.
We could do it
like,
in a spreadsheet.
That's what it comes out to. It's unreal.
So apparently they have a whole group text, and Jock said, shared a meme. It wasn't even anything like he actually said. Like he like shared a meme about Tommy Pham and like some like sketchy roster additions and stuff. And so.
Oh, no, he was insulting like the Padres.
Yeah. Yeah. That, oh, yeah.
That
he was talking
Tommy
shit about
Pham played for at the time.
And so
hilarious.
It was during BP.
I'd do it again.
When the Reds played the.
It's 15,000. I had one too many zeros.
I forget who it is. But yeah, goes up to him during BP. And then Tommy Pham smacked the shit out of Jack Peterson. Disrespectful shit. You can't. Grown men can't smack grown men.
I saw one with hilarious. Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler commentary over it. Ah, just fucking.
Oh, God.
Beautiful.
Mint.
Oh, just beautiful.
I think what we need here is more of this. More of this type fantasy league amongst pros, because they're just like us. Like they're just dudes that happen to make a shit ton of money and be at the pinnacle of their sport. So I want to see it. Like
tell
I
that
wanna,
to Calvin Ridley.
I want to see the high stakes. I want to see high stakes.
I'm just saying.
I want
to
see.
Tell that to Pete Rose.
I want to see a fantasy league. I want to see it on TV.
That man's gonna get in the
reality place. TV. We need it. We need a 12-man league. Of pros in a fantasy football league.
Well, and you just think like because baseball players are allowed to do that, they just can't like in like the NFL, you can't bet on your own sport.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
You can do. I mean, it's just everybody does fantasy football,
right? But the MLB season is now bleeding into the NFL season.
NFL players are allowed to do allowed to play fantasy football.
MLB players,
no NFL players are allowed to play fantasy football now.
Oh,
are they really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's wild.
Yes, because there was a game last year where Carlson from the Raiders lost his fantasy football matchup because he made the game-winning kick. And the guy he was playing had Carlson in his lineup. So that was a story last year. So NFL players are allowed to play fantasy football now. They can't do daily fantasy. They can't wager money. They can't do it through the betting sites and the sports books. But they are playing friendly fantasy football.
So if you're Justin Fields, you're playing fantasy, right? And you draft.
Does
Darnold.
He start himself?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know if yes is the answer. I mean, like, does that in any way influence how often you check down to that tight end that you also happen to draft?
Unless there's like big money on it and they can prove it, I don't see it as an issue. But yeah, no limit, buddy. No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What else is going on, boys? Oh, gas is fucking crazy.
509 at Woodman's, no free ads. Get up there.
You guys know the state average right now in Illinois is $5.53. What's more expensive?
Bro, I gotta talk to
you. You got a game going over here?
I got a little mini game.
You got a little game?
I got a little mini game here, right? You tell me.
Sounds depressing as fuck.
You tell me what's more expensive, right? A
ZJ.
8-pack of blueberry Pop-Tarts.
If you don't know what it is, you can't afford it.
Or a gallon of gas in the state of Illinois.
And
8-pack? Did you say 8-pack?
An 8-pack.
So is that
four 2-packs.
Real Pop-Tarts.
Real Pop-Tarts.
Brown sugar and cinnamon? Which are some
Would you call me?
Oh, you are brown sugar.
We can only use that name after midnight.
See, that's a good question because I'd peg them at about $1.25, $1.50 a pop. So it's like, ooh, is it right there?
Again, huh?
I got a new bet.
Can't get past it.
I will go with the 305, that gasolina.
I'm going I was going to go Pop-Tarts just because it costs gas to get them to the store. So
so it's got to be worth it, right? It's got to be at least worth it.
It is Pop-Tarts. What is more expensive? A gallon of gas or an Angie Soft toilet paper, 9 mega rolls, which equal 36 rolls, 2-ply bath tissue.
Oh, that sounds comfortable. I'm going to go with the...
This isn't the platform to air grievances about bathroom tissues, is it?
No.
Okay. No, but I didn't have anything to say.
We are among friends.
You having a problem?
What's up?
Nope. We can move.
All right. I'm going with gas again because I feel like this is you're just setting us up here and I'm not going
to
be right.
See,
no matter what.
I'm ready to be hurt. I got hurt last round. I'm going to flip it. I'm on toilet paper.
Toilet paper it is.
Eat
toilet
a dick and live.
$5.98.
It's okay. I'm a contrarian.
I
think that's the right word.
Oh.
Peter Pan.
Jack's original thin crust pepperoni pizza.
Oh, for sure. Gasoline.
Dude.
Is more expensive?
Jack's I thought Jack's was inflation proof.
It is
Jack's
actually
is almost inflation.
Almost
proof.
Inflation proof. It's $3.42 though. Even then, still that's
so
fucking
still
crazy.
Yeah, I remember $1.99 Jack's was.
That's
$1.89 Jack's
with tax. It's $2 pizza.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's the end of that game, guys. Long story short, gas is fucking expensive. It's crazy. What else? Ooh, did you guys go ahead?
We got to talk about that other thing, sports related.
About LIV Golf.
LIV Golf, baby.
Even though it's not LIV Golf.
That's just what everyone's going to call
it. It's going to call it LIV, and it's not live either. It's a...
L-I-V.
It's the Roman numeral.
Yeah. 54 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever this is.
Yeah, 54 because it's the number of holes they play in a tournament weekend.
So, a bunch of LIV talk in the sports world right now because not only did they get the world number one, Justin Thomas is going to go play over there. They also, just as of I think yesterday morning,
Thomas or Johnson, Dustin Johnson.
No,
Dustin Johnson is going for sure.
Dustin Johnson is going. I didn't see Justin Thomas.
See Justin Thomas.
Oh,
either.
Did I do this again?
It's okay.
I might have done this again.
Those are actually extremely interchangeable names.
I hate that actually about them. Those jerks.
Yeah.
Bryson
you
can
flip DeChambeau. Their first names or their last names, and it's the same.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed is going.
Oh, that makes sense.
And now all of a sudden everybody has morals.
Also, JT is not the world number one.
No. World number one Scheffler, I thought.
It is correct.
Oh. I'm
JT's
fake news
like
all
five
over
or
the
six.
Place. That's why you don't get your news from Twitter, guys.
It's all good,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Anyway, there is a bunch of people on the LIV roster, like either pending or already confirmed guys like Bryson, Patty Reed, Phil Mickelson, Kevin
Dude, they
Na,
have teams. So they have teams.
There's teams. There's like the fast
fireballs.
The fireballs or something like
that. The crushers.
That. Ian Poulter's there. Lee Westwood, I think we saw. Ricky Fowler. Like there are a ton of high-level golfers. And a ton of people who are traditionally on the Ryder Cup. I wonder what's going to happen there.
I don't know how that works.
Well, unless rules change, because that's what they're saying. Unless
Correct.
Rules change, they can play majors. Because these majors are basically run like the U.S. Open, the Masters
Qualified.
Is run by Augusta National. All of these big tournaments like that, those are their own little entities. So those guys can play in those. What you're not going to see is now you're not going to see Bryson DeChambeau playing the Waste Management. Not playing, those type of open events.
Or the PGA Championship.
You're not going to see Ricky at the Waste Management. That's going to suck.
And so that's a lot of these weird things now where, like, it's just going to be different. I don't know if it's good or bad for golf. Part of me thinks, because, like, Bryson DeChambeau, for example, that dude's getting $100 million. Phil Mickelson is going to get $200 million to go play there.
DJ's getting like $150.
Good Lord. Like, they're making way more than they have made in their PGA careers in 30 years for Phil Mickelson on the tour.
Well, he's gambled away like double that.
Yeah, but what he's made. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And I can't blame people for going to make money. But then comes the talk of morals and the where's the money coming from. And I mean, okay, it sounds a little like you're choosing now.
Yeah.
It's very choosy.
Yep.
When you're going to be upset and when you're not going to be upset.
Oh, and like, by the way, these people, we're talking about the difference between a fortune of $150 million and $250 million. Like, they're not hurting for that $150. I mean, Phil's got his circumstances, but we're talking about millionaires being more millionaires.
Yeah, I want to be more millionaire. Let me get more of that.
But to your point, like, okay, what's your number? $150 million? By the way, just so everyone knows, my number is so much lower.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, to sell out.
Guys, yeah. You can retire $5 million and you're retired right now.
And it's legal, right?
Oh, yeah. I just got a guy.
All right. I'm gotta have one.
Yeah, see that Tiger Woods rejected almost a, they say close like to it's $1 billion rumored offer. To be almost $1 billion and he rejected it.
He doesn't need it.
And yeah, I agree. But at the same time, who doesn't need $700 million?
He's just like,
he doesn't because Charlie's going to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I bet that's the thing. Why.
Actually, these tournaments, most of the tournaments are played here.
These tournaments, it's not like it's the Saudi Arabia League and they're just
backing it.
They're just, that's where the money's coming from.
There are tournaments overseas. Like, there's going to be in a ton of different countries. There are, but there's going to be a bunch of them stateside. There's going to be one where we have a local one.
Rich Harvest.
Oh, yeah, Rich Harvest.
Down the road,
that's right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the boys go
to
Rich Harvest.
Show up.
Yeah, the boys go to Rich Harvest. I'll go see Phil and Dustin and everybody. I'll also see Bryson. And
we can hit up our caddy plug.
Gretzky. Paulina, Jake.
Go see Paulina.
Shit's going to be fire.
So, I don't know. I'm excited to see, like, how many more names go. No actual network is going to carry this. YouTube, it's going to be on YouTube.
And Facebook.
YouTube,
Facebook. No free ads.
You can also watch on just the Liv's like website, basically. So those three places. But again, here is a foreign, a foreign organization. What are some of the top major companies in the U.S.? YouTube, Facebook.
Yeah.
Places like that that, hey, they don't mind. They don't mind making their money anywhere.
Money is money.
Nike is Nike. Nike's Nike, and they're not Nike without
forget.
China.
People forget.
You know?
So low overhead.
It's all these things, man. All these crazy things.
Man, yeah, I'm in. Whatever.
But moving on, guys. Anything else?
Nope.
How inclusive do you think? Never mind.
Moving right along into some minutes.
Guys, getting into some sports minutes. We will go around the city of Chicago. We will talk to our boy producer Jake first. We will talk about the status of the Chicago White Sox. Jake, take it away. JK, my dude, JK.
Wow.
So
yeah. Eat it and live.
That told us everything we needed to know.
Nothing crazy with the White Sox right now. Michael
Don't.
Oh, come on. We could still.
I'd say don't.
No.
Michael Kopech had a pretty good outing yesterday against the Dodgers. 6 innings, 8 strikeouts, 1 hit throughout the whole. AJ Pollock comes out in the 6th inning. That's one of those wins. It's nice if you're a White Sox fan. It's got to be nice to see Michael Kopech in games like this against good teams, showing that he can compete against the good teams, especially after that Blue Jays outing last week where it was not good.
A little hairy.
And so now he's beat the Yankees. You know, he's gone up against the Dodgers and won the proverbial, you know, pound for pound best team in baseball. It's nice to see that, you know, he's able to do that. Looks like he's liking baseball and he's really figuring something out here. So, you know, props to them. And that's a quality win if you're a White Sox fan. You've got to be excited about, you know, where your club is, where the arrow is pointing in the last couple of days. Reinforcements are coming. Eloy's rehabbing down in Charlotte. So is, I forget who the other one is. Somebody else.
Durham?
No. Somebody else is hurt on the White Sox. Timmy.
Tim Anderson.
Yeah, Tim. Timmy's rehabbing too. So if you're a White Sox fan, you are excited for the reinforcements coming.
Big if you're a White Sox fan.
If you're not a White Sox fan, it's because you are a fan of.
Or a normal person.
Fuck them.
Best team in Chicago baseball,
which is
the Chicago Cubs.
All right, so we'll keep it pretty short and sweet because, like we've said the last couple weeks, they're doing exactly what we thought they would.
Suck.
They are losing a lot of games. They are scoring a bunch of runs, and they are giving up a ton of runs.
Insert Denny Green rant here.
They are who we thought they were. So,
RIP. RIP.
RIP. RIP. RIP.
Morrell has been really fun to watch.
Hasn't he been awesome, dude?
So fun to watch.
How many different positions has he played?
I don't know, but I think he's reached base in all of his first like 19, 20 games almost or something like that.
That is true.
It's been incredibly fun to watch. Wilson Contreras is mashing right now. We've got some...
Dude, that tank he hit last night?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's crushing the baseball.
First pitch coming out of the commercial break. You just hear Zach Sadman go, "Oh, that is long gone." Hit ball. Just... The guy
unfortunately
just
was Zach. I don't like Zach very much.
Yeah, he's a little bit.
You
annoying.
Can rebuild with Wilson. He can be your guy.
He won't be on
he's
the team
too
in
old
a month.
To rebuild this team with.
Because he gets paid. He gets paid.
Yeah, but you guys told me 2 weeks ago that he doesn't get paid like all the other stars because he's a catcher.
That is
so. It's
I don't think that's what we said. I think what we said was you're not going to get the same production at superstar pay. Because he's a catcher.
Do you pay superstar catchers the same as superstar position players?
JT Realmuto's got 20 plus a year. Isn't it JT? I want to say.
Yeah. I don't know the details of his contract.
I'm pretty sure he's at 20 plus a year for Phillies,
right?
Years.
The Phillies gave him a bunch of money, or did he go somewhere else after that? I didn't follow his career that closely.
Yeah,
I don't want to derail you, Dale, but I just...
Anyway,
I think
so
it's
just, he's going to be hard to pay.
I feel you.
Yeah, his salary is $23.8. That's just a lot of fucking money.
The Cubs are tripping about paying him $8
million. Exactly. Oh, so that's why there's no
million.
Sense. There's no sense.
Yeah, it's because they spent goddamn money on the park.
Morrell is mashing. Contreras is mashing. That's fun to watch. You're getting some oddly good pitching contributions from weird names. You'll see...
Wade Miley,
I think he's hurt right now, but like, yeah, some stuff like that. Like Keegan Thompson was contributing. He just
got
lit
shelled
the fuck
yesterday.
Up
yeah,
last
he bleeds
night to
yeah.
my demise. But like Matt Swarmer, two straight outings, six plus innings, quality starts. Like,
and he was a call up.
Who the fuck is that?
Call up.
So he only throws like two pitches though. So I got a feeling that's a matter of time guy.
I think he's older too,
in
the system, like a 27-year-old, I want to say, like 27, 28.
Yeah, I think he's still going to start, but only because Smiley and Miley are out. But yeah, I know that was kind of fun to say.
Bars.
So anyway.
You think they did that on purpose? I think they sought them out.
Yeah, so the Cubs are bad. They're going to be bad, okay? They're going to get worse. So
okay.
That's Cubs Minute. One other thing to note. While we're on it, Joe Maddon got fired today.
I had that written down. That's crazy.
So let me ask you this. He got fired following a 12-game losing streak. When was the last time the Cubs had a 12-game losing streak?
What is last year post All-Star break?
What was last year? Yeah. So if we're firing managers for that, like I think I mentioned this when we first started. David Ross is just... so fucked because he wants to be a good manager.
I think he can be.
He got hired to be the guy that loses 100 games a year.
And he knows it's going to affect
his
professional
Everyone
record.
Knows it. Everyone knows it.
It's not a secret. Groomed him to be Dale Swaim.
Yes, exactly. Also, don't shit on my Tocayo like that. That's my fucking guy.
They groomed him.
Oh, who's... what's his name? Now it's escaped me. He went to the Sox right afterwards.
Ricky.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor Ricky.
Poor Rick.
And they ended up doing good in spite of it. And you know what they did to Rick? They fucking shelled him.
So
if Jake was here right now, I'd just talk about bunting for the next 5 minutes just to get him triggered.
Talk about Edgar.
We only got 27 outs. Yeah. So if you're the White Sox, like... Because now you've got Joe Maddon available, and like Joe Girardi's not with the Phillies anymore. You got a couple of these names that is like, how long is the leash on Tony? When you got some of these big name managers, like I'm just saying.
Oh, you said if you're the Sox?
If you're the Sox. The Cubs, there's no point. But like, let's say the White Sox go on another, because nobody's running away with the AL Central at this point.
Which is crazy to think.
I mean.
Because you walked in the season thinking that the Twins were good and the Sox were great.
Yeah.
But then Detroit gets hot out of the gate and simmers off. So now everybody's everybody's 500.
Like, Guardians, they have like oddly decently good pitching, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird.
So
it's weird.
If Tony continues to bat Leury Garcia. The White Sox are
longest tenured White Sox.
Leury Garcia
going against the Dodgers tonight. If you're listening today, this is last night.
He's like
this.
The only lefty bat in their lineup. Yeah, dude, it's pretty funny.
Batting leadoff.
Jake, if you're listening to this, what the fuck, man?
So that'd be crazy. You know, that'd be crazy to see them make a roster a skipper change. Is that it on the Cubs and the Sox? I know it was Sox. Sorry. Dale researching.
Is it AJ Pollock left-handed?
Yeah, it's Pollock and Leury Garcia are the only ones so I can think of.
AJ Pollock's right-handed.
Oh, okay. So there's one more. There's
Gavin
like,
Sheets is left-handed.
Something like that. I don't know.
Is it Sheets or
it's not our team? No, Vaughn's already.
Yeah, that's
then it's Sheets for sure. You 100% right. Yeah, I don't know why I'm questioning.
Well, then like
you.
Where do they play?
Moving on, guys. The Chicago Blackhawks. We ain't even going to pretend.
So, for the Blackhawks.
Let's talk some puck.
You know what we'll
tell
you?
Some puck.
Colorado swept Edmonton, so McJesus
good,
is out.
Man.
Colorado looks like a fucking wagon.
They are a wagon. I did watch that game the other night.
Give us the breakdown. Give us the Marcos. Let's do this hockey.
Can't give you a ton of breakdown. Had it on in the background, but...
Oh, it's like that.
The Oilers were, hey. I didn't get a new bed. The Oilers were up. The Oilers were up like 2 goals. It was looking like we weren't going to see a sweep here. And the Avs just in bunches, OT, crazy. It's a wrap. Peace out.
Damn.
That's all I got for you. The Lightning and the Rangers are tied 2-2.
Going into the fifth game.
It's going to go 7.
It happens after
guys,
4.
Guys, we all have to be rooting for the Rangers here.
Sam, can you get into this? Because this is pretty funny.
This is the only hockey news we really need to be talking about.
That's why I brought it up.
And that is that if the Rangers make it to the Stanley Cup, that's step one. If the Rangers can somehow get this series all the way to game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, we have the best sports storyline of the year. And that is that there is a Justin Bieber concert scheduled for the same night at the Garden as game 7 would be for Rangers Avalanche. And so they'd have to cancel the concert.
Is that would the Rangers
take
precedent?
I think that's where they're at, is that Rangers stay, Biebs has to go. And I can't wait. I just want the chaos. I just want it.
Just
so
send
bad.
Him to the Barclays Center. Just send
just
him to where the
go
Mets
play.
Play
in Jersey. Just like, I'm going to play in Brooklyn. I'm sure the New Jersey Devils still got like you can go play over there or the Barn. Where do the Islanders play these days?
Hey Jake, Jake,
send Bieber over there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Send
God,
the
that
the
would
answer.
Be fantastic though. Could you imagine?
Can you imagine if they canceled the hockey game? Because
incredible.
Because like Canadians love hockey, but Canadians love the fuck out of Justin Bieber.
There's nothing more.
He's one of theirs.
He's one of us. Man. Well, let's pray for that this week, guys. Let's put that one on the list.
T's and P's out there.
There we go.
All right.
That
let's
was
roll.
Hockey. Way to do that hockey, guys.
I'm not going to lie. We've got this thing recording by ourselves. We got through Blackhawks Minute by ourselves. We don't fucking need Jake.
Who fucking needs him?
We don't fucking need him.
Take that fucking mustache.
I hope you know that was me.
Guys, getting into the Chicago Bulls. All right. Los Bullies. New trade rumor of the week. You guys ready for this one?
Senor.
This one was for
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
Oh,
and the
nice.
Proposal is you send Vooch, Patrick Williams, Kobe White, Javonte Green. I don't know why in hell.
I don't think that's legal.
I don't know why in hell Utah would ever accept that.
Right.
They'd be like, all right, well, we're going to just cut these three guys.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like,
we're going to trade you the defensive player of the year for a guy that plays
like you
no
hand
defense.
Him a half bag of Fritos and they're just like, hey, we're figure it out.
There is league consensus apparently. And again, all speculation, but league consensus that like, the Bulls are open to moving pick 18 in some sort of deal. And it's kind of like, yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You have an asset and you're not really in a window to wait for that asset to become something.
And it's like a 1 in 50 that 18th pick hits. So it's like, whatever.
So Zach LaVine is... there's
interesting.
More,
Dale's,
more
Dale's
more
wheels are turning over.
The wheels are turning. I mean, like, how does this make your team better? I mean, that just... shakes up the entire team. I don't know how much Rudy is making. I thought he had
He'd be a max contract. I thought.
Right. I think he has a huge contract, so I don't know how that would work for this team.
Oh, it's a $40 million.
Right, exactly.
So it's a max, so not a super max.
But, like, right. On top of that, that's a silly trade rumor. that's silly. But, okay.
Bro,
it's
I live for the silly.
Well, the other thing I saw was Mitchell Robinson.
I like that. 24-year-old. He's got...
Shot blocker.
Under control.
He's just down low.
That's a bouncy, athletic, big rim protector.
Doesn't miss because he doesn't shoot very much, but doesn't miss because he lets go of the ball from 6 inches away from the rim. That's it.
Who's the kid that's been battling injuries from Lockport? He's in the pros. They brought him up on AM1000, and I can't remember his name, but I think he was half in, half out 2021, but put up decent numbies.
Who's he with?
I'm drawing a lot of blanks here, man.
Rashawn Holmes.
There you go, Rashawn Holmes.
That'd be a fun story. I think we can move on from that.
I know, I think there kind of might be something there. This was a shot or no shot from yesterday. Shout out AM1000. You guys are great.
I would love somebody like Mitchell Robinson. I think because it does. It's basically Kirkland Brand, Rudy Gobert.
So that then becomes. Because Kirkland of how the great. Team is constructed right now, if you were to add him, Vooch is now your four.
Are you adding him without having to get rid of Patrick Williams?
Isn't he a free agent? I think Mitchell Robinson is a free agent.
Mitchell Robinson is a free agent.
Right. So you bring him in. Vooch is now your four, and Pat's your sixth man.
Or you still send Vooch.
These trades are supposed to include Vooch. Like, every trade should include Vooch.
Guys, see, here's the thing. We want to get rid of him so bad. Do you think anyone wants him that bad?
I don't think you have to get rid of him. Because if you guys remember the first half of the season, that offense, before DeMar was doing DeMar things, that offense ran through Vooch.
There is not one person that you have bitched about more during the Bulls minute this season.
That's Jake. I've bitched a lot. But I still appreciate Vooch. I don't think you should sell him for McChickens.
I appreciate him when he hits threes. Yeah. Or plays a little bit of defense.
Where's my 40%? Where's my 40 from three?
That's what we were sold.
So, real quick, Mitchell Robinson is projected somewhere around 4 for 45 from Sports Illustrated. Sign me up now.
That's sick.
He's getting less than half of what Vooch is making.
You do Mitchell Robinson. You sign yourself one or two like shooting and defending wings.
You trade Vooch and Kobe White, and you get back an 18 and hope that you get some. You hope that you get Jeremy back, Grant back for 1 year.
What if you can get street clothes?
So I have always said this. I want street clothes in Chicago.
Anthony Davis. For those of you that don't get the reference.
I think, like, I get it. He's hurt a lot. I get it. He's that good of a player. He's at a premium position that he can move back and forth between those two with ease, and he can shoot. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, by the way, yes, I wish.
I'm excited.
So anyway, that's Talking Bulls.
And moving on to the NBA playoffs, guys, game two of the finals was a couple nights ago. It's been basically two blowouts. Game one blowout, game two blowout. We will see what happens here.
Well, like a wild game for most of it, and the second halves have really just been a shit show.
Yeah, pretty crazy, especially because, like, the Celtics just are so up and down. It's either Jason Tatum or it's the rest of them. But you almost feel like it's never both of them at the same time. And the physicality, like, there's something to be said about how much Jaylen Brown and those guys are talking about Draymond's physicality and things like that. You know, they're like, Jaylen Brown's been quoted saying, you know, we're out here playing basketball. Like, that's what we're trying to play is basketball. And Draymond, you know, or they, proverbial they, are playing football, you know, playing contact sports.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the clip of Draymond, right?
Yeah.
Where he gives the trailer three to Steph, and he's literally arms out pushing people back. I mean, he's a tight end on that play.
Oh, yeah.
And was there a foul called? This goes back to the NBA has their guys. Like, Giannis in the Bulls series all those offensive fouls that just nothing. You even got Jason Tatum getting like mauled by Draymond on certain plays and just nothing.
Yeah. With all that being said, I still think that the Celtics, like,
I think they're the better team.
I think, I don't know about that, but I think the Celtics have, you want a show bet?
Ooh.
Show bet?
See,
I'll witness.
I would be down. This is one of those. I think the Celtics are the better team, but I would bet all my money on the Warriors to win the series.
I'll witness. Come on, guys. What do you got?
What's that?
Put it on the table.
What's up? You're going to take the Celtics? I'll take the Warriors. I was like, yo.
Damn.
So, guys, game three is tonight. So, I'm excited for that. I think that game, that series has the potential to basically go six, seven
games. I hope it does.
And it's just going to be back and forth, back and forth. The Celtics, when you want to, like, when you're on the road and you start a series on the road, you just want to come home tied. You come home tied, you feel pretty confident about the first two. So, we shall see. And if you guys are betting, remember, gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good use of the we shall.
We shall. Moving on to the beloved, the Chicago Bears. Guys, the Bears found themselves in a little bit of trouble this week. Dale, tell us what happened.
So back in May, there may have been some practices where they were doing, you know, no pads, you know, they're doing short, looks great in shorts kind of practices.
Love it.
There may have been a little bit of contact happening. And then they may have been told, hey, there's too much contact. Cut it out. And then Matt Eberflus and company may have gone like, yeah. So fuck that guy. And they just kept doing their thing. And now they started up practice again. The NFL's like, no, we told you to stop and you didn't. So now we're docking you. No contact at practice.
And it's, no practice.
No practice.
Right. Right. No practice.
They're like, all right, if you can't stop hitting each other. You just don't get to practice.
And what's
I don't give a fuck, to be honest.
I won't say it's odd, but what I think is interesting is that among Chicago sports talking heads, universally loved. They're like, I don't give a shit. Yeah, he's out there. He's trying to see his guys in practice and game situate, like in reality, as opposed to in shorts. We just saw the underwear Olympics. We don't need to see this again.
Yeah.
So,
who's got a little bit of an edge to him, you know? I love it.
And I mean, it's like the meathead in me. When I saw that quote, when I saw why, I was just like, oh my God, I love this man. Like, yeah, I know exactly what happened here. You know, and I do have a question about, like, how does that work? Like, is there a union rep? Are there player union reps there? Did a player?
So OSHA. It's just, and you actually get a violation.
Everyone has to come through an orange vest.
Because exactly. I know that they have to record the practice.
That's what it is.
So I guess maybe if you record them and you send it in, they get reviewed. And I know that they were saying that like new coaches, they're looked at a little more like
probably a little more closely
because they're new. And then you got the staff with a bunch of nobodies and everybody's trying to impress. So they're going a little harder. I get it. Dude, John Harbaugh does this shit every year.
People rave
over this shit.
I love it.
Sign me up.
It's like, yeah, I'll lose a practice. You know what? The guys needed a day off anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's just have them go a little bit ape shit out there and rough each other up.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a smidge. Just nothing a little too bit. Crazy, guys. Come on. So but anyway. I love it. I'm fine with it. You cool with it? I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a shit.
I'm not tripping about something like this.
He coaches the team, not me. Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah. Do your thing. Any concern from you guys about Tevin Jenkins running with the second team?
No. I mean, I think it all has to do with his move from left to right. So it's fine.
I was thinking about this before we started. We talked about it briefly and now. I think that we are in the point in time where we're just looking for anything. And in about 2 or 3 months, we're going to go, remember that one day where Tevin Jenkins played with the second strings and we thought that was like Tevin Jenkins is done kind of thing? No, it's not like that.
No.
And now, so that's also my meathead. I'm knocking on wood, hoping that that is the case.
Yeah, because like there is something to say about the fact that like, guys, Tevin Jenkins is, I heard him referred to like, for lack of a better word, like, in this organization, Tevin Jenkins is an orphan. Like, the people that brought him in are no longer in charge. They're gone. And he, at this point, has to work harder to get himself noticed.
Yeah, off of back surgery, you know, like all this stuff, changing back, switching positions, and they're trying to slim him down because it is an edge setting scheme where a downfield blocking scheme, like a zone blocking scheme. They're, you know, I think they're just kind of, this could just be a tactic.
Yeah.
You know, or it might be strategic for what he actually needs to develop. I who knows, man? I'm not tripping.
So just very quickly, because I know the listeners are worried, since Sam brought up injuries, the knee is doing okay.
What did the doctor tell you, Dale? Word for word. Tell him.
Word.
If you're going to keep bringing this up, you need to be
structurally sound. He said, "There's nothing wrong with you, you fat fuck." That's essentially what he said.
He said it just like that, huh?
I was pretty close. That's
brutal.
So then he's doing okay. But the real reason I brought that up is, like, back surgery's no joke, folks. I brought that up because, in a legitimate way, having had a back surgery, that is a very intense process. And the recovery for it's very serious undertaking, because any exercise you want to do, you can fuck it up. So I commend Tevin. I hope he succeeds so hard, because I like him as a guy. I think he's good for that line, that kind of edge that he brings, that hard nose. Exactly. But,
well, and that's the hard part of the business. That's
I like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's like Drake LaRoche.
Two times.
Your dad was great, but fuck, we can't take you.
Well, I mean, it's tough. It's tough with guys like Tevin Jenkins. It's tough with guys like Jalen Johnson. You know, we love them, but they are not this organization's picks.
Jalen's in a very different position.
Jalen Johnson,
there's no one else there.
He was in the same boat earlier this offseason, where Jalen was running with the twos as well.
Exactly. So that's what I think this is. The same exact thing. But like I said, Jalen is our only starting caliber player at that position.
Kyler Gordon.
Jalen is our only starting caliber player.
Proven at this level.
We're really hoping that this rookie second rounder is going to be our answer at two. I hope so, too.
Should we? All right, I'll go.
Go ahead.
I think it's Cole Kmet's year. Let's throw some shit at the wall. I got it. I'm going Cole Kmet's year, calling it right now.
I love that.
Pro Bowl tight end this year.
He had if you look at his end of year numbers, like, it wasn't terrible. I mean, for a horribly offensive minded game plan, for an offensive scheme that was not set up to really have anybody succeed, like, you just hope that, hey, in this setup now, again, another one of these guys that isn't their guy. So I hope that he is showing out and kind of exposing what he can do.
Cole Kmet and George Kittle out of the NFC Pro Bowl. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Guys, can we move on from the beloved but still stay in the football world? Because
my one quick take.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Throw some shit at the wall.
See, this isn't really throwing shit at the wall. It's just thinking.
Do whatever you want.
Roquan's going to lead the NFL in tackles.
Yeah.
In that defense, he's probably going to lead the NFL in tackles.
You can sign me up for that every year.
I would say that would be.
For the next 3 years.
Like plus 125. Right about even money for that. So
love it.
We heard this week the New York Times did a little separate investigation into the Deshaun Watson saga, because at this point this is a saga.
Trombone noise.
This is crazy. So it sounds like, from what the New York Times discovered, there are possibly 66 masseuses.
Yikes.
Mushins. 66 masseuses. That he saw in the span of 17 months. Guys, that's about like 1.2 masseuses a week. What is going on here? Like, this shit is crazy.
Oh, that's two masseuses a week.
This doesn't make any sense. And now, from what you're hearing, from what the Times found out, is the Texans provided Deshaun Watson with the hotel room. They found a private, like, massage company that they were sending their masseuses out. They provided him with NDAs. Provided him with NDAs so that he could get these masseuses to just sign off afterwards. With horrible, horrible stories coming out of everything that was going on in those. And now it sounds
weird, man.
It sounds like Deshaun lied to the Texans. The Texans might have been accomplices in this whole thing. The Browns have to be sitting there with their dicks in their hands after giving Deshaun $230 million.
Remember, This year, 1 million.
1 million this year, man.
But okay. At what point are we going to get to the point where it's like, hey, like Deshaun might not play a snap in the NFL ever again. Are we not there yet? Would you be surprised?
What's his teammate's name?
Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, we're good.
No, we are not. We're apples and oranges there.
I understand your point. My point is they have proven that the answer to your question is, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Just like multiple times. Yeah, we're going to let that slide. We are not a court of the people. We are a company who produces football games for fans.
Unsolicited, like, so he just jerked off in front of 60 plus people.
We have no idea what happened.
I don't know. But like, even if, like, unsolicited, like 60 plus times, that's fucked up. And it's like Ray Rice, not in the league. I think Deshaun, this is that bad. I'm trying to say that he shouldn't be in the league if this is all real.
Well, Ben did 6 games for that incident. Horrible incident.
Yeah.
You know? And that's 6 games.
6 games.
6 games.
That's fucking stupid.
I mean, there's 66 women.
Could have been 6 years.
There's and that's when you start talking about the Texans providing the NDAs, providing the place for it to happen. Like, in these lawsuits, you're going to start to see the Texans be named in all of this. It's just, at what point does Roger Goodell and the league basically say, hey, we're going to just redo this. We're going to
investigate this again.
We're going to put the Texans back on. Or we're going to put Deshaun back with the Texans. The money's not paid. Is there some clause like that to basically hit a redo? Because this is a mess and it's only going to get worse. This is spiraling.
You've got a room full of lawyers at the NFL office. Just every time something else comes out, they're like, God fucking damn it.
You chaos.
Fucks.
Yeah.
Stop jerking off in front of masseuses unless they tell you to.
Why do we have to keep telling you this?
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
It's weird, man. I will only be on my soapbox for 15 seconds.
Take it away.
That has to be the thing. At 66 times, there has to have been a point where someone said something.
Someone had to talk to him,
and someone
right?
else said, yeah, we'll look into that. And obviously nothing fucking happened. Because honestly, I'm reporting it after someone jerks off in front of me one time.
Yeah.
Two God. Times. Like, God, I hope that the women that are affected by this find some resolution in their lives. It's awful. I'll move on. I'm off.
Yeah, it sucks.
66 times.
That is the number.
Yeah,
from the article.
At least here, and then there's like Instagram.
Okay,
and
quick intermission
like
break here.
There's like hundreds of people in here.
This is producer Jake. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. It is at this point in the show that the recording stopped. Not sure when the boys figured out that it stopped, but they now pick it back up right here.
And we're back.
Oh, we are back, guys. That was some crazy technical difficulties there.
Wait, so we're back?
Yeah, we're back. Producer Jake.
No shit.
Super okay. Sorry, Producer Jake. All the slander.
Jake, I'm not sorry at all.
We need you.
I don't need you for shit.
Guys, those technical difficulties lasted so long that unfortunately our guy Sammy Stats will be leaving for the rest of the episode. So now you get two man the rest of the show, and you will eat what you get and you will like it.
You're goddamn right.
So, guys, we'll touch base with Omar. Omar, another edition of Omar's Corner UFC 275 this weekend.
Omar's
should be
Corner.
Fun times. Let's touch base with our boy Omar. Take it away, bud.
Gentlemen, it's your boy Swolmar. Just leaving a quick voicemail. We got a big UFC card this weekend, UFC 275 in Singapore, which is going to be crazy. But the top of the card is unreal. I mean, we got the senior himself, the Brazilian mastermind, the 42-year-old lightweight champ Glover Teixeira fighting Yuri Prochazka, which, I mean, Fury is an unbelievable fighter. This guy joined the UFC this past year. He came, he's a Czech Republic fighter. He was fighting in Japan and Europe. And this guy came to the UFC with a 26 win record. 25 out of those 26 wins by knockout. I'm telling you, they were crazy knockouts. Either flying knees, spinning elbows, real unorthodox fighter, but a hell of a show. He always puts on a hell of a show. Can't wait to watch this main event. If it gets past the third round, it's going to get interesting because if Glover gets Jiří back, I mean, this guy might choke him out. So we'll wait to see what happens, but a hell of a pay-per-view main event. Other than the main event, we got two amazing fights at flyweight. Valentina Shevchenko, which she's on a heck of a streak. She's just at the top of her game right now, and it doesn't look like she's going to be stopped. She's going to be fighting Taylor Santos, which is, she's a Brazilian fighter. She's very long. She's a tall fighter, so Valentina might have some trouble getting in there, but Valentina is a hell of a striker, a hell of a kicker, so I can't wait to see that fight. It's going to be a great fight, but I think it's going to be a little bit more challenging for Valentina. But we'll wait and see. Great co-main event there. And honestly, the fight that I'm most excited about is the third fight. I don't know if you guys recall, but fight of the year for me of 2020, Chong Wei Li. She is going to be fighting Yvonne Tochenchek. But this was the fight of 2020. If you guys, any of those UFC doubters, if you guys jump on our friend YouTube and watch this fight from 2020, I'm telling you, it's the best fight I think I've ever gotten the chance to watch. It's unbelievable cardio, unbelievable striking, precision. Didn't get sloppy. It was just such an unbelievable show. And I can't recommend it enough. And this is the rematch. So rematches can go one of two ways. They can go, you know, it could be a hell of a show again, or it could be somewhat boring because of the fact that they've already fought each other once before. They know each other's tendencies. They've studied that previous fight a million times, so they have each other.
That's the end of the voicemail. Omar ran out of voicemail time. I couldn't wait to tell you guys this. I couldn't wait to tell you that he ran 3 minutes.
Ah, poor guy.
And he texted me like, oh man, I left it too long. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, this is perfect. So, no, Omar's totally right. This is one of those cards where a couple sneaky good fights. I also am excited for that Wei Li and then Joanna fight. That's the fight where afterwards Joanna had the whole head damage and she looked like Megamind. Poor girl.
Oh yeah,
that shit was crazy. So Omar, another edition of Omar's Corner. We'll get him in here soon. We got a big card coming up. I think in two or three events here, Omar will do an episode with us. Maybe he'll bring some tequila. That'll be fun times.
Jeez.
Fun times, guys. Let's get into some schmegments.
I'll do some schmegments.
Schmegments.
Some back alley schmegments.
Dale, tell me who is this week's not that guy.
So for not that guy this week, I'm going to go with Windshields. Actually, Windshields are not this guy. I was in an accident like a month and a half ago, and it took over a month to get me my car back just because the windshield, they couldn't find it, and I was driving this shitty Jeep Compass, and you guys were giving me so much shit for it.
Cute Jeep.
So cute. It was an awful car. I finally have my car back. I'm so happy. Fuck windshields, but also super necessary, but also fuck that windshield.
That works. You don't know who my not that guy is?
Would you please tell me?
My not that guy is Deshaun Watson's lawyer, Rusty Harden. First of all, not a real name, right?
Okay.
That's like an 80s porn star. Like that's.
How is his mustache?
I don't know. I'm actually not even going to look it up.
Damn it.
Not even going to look it up.
I'm going to assume it's thick.
Guys, excuse me. Rusty Harden, in a statement, when your lawyer is doing radio hits, we might have a situation.
What?
Yeah, this is on a radio or on like a podcast or something. No, it was on.
He's doing appearances?
With Payne and Pendergrast. They're an ESPN show. He said, and I quote, I do want to point out that if a happy ending has happened, It's not a crime.
Stop.
Unless you're paying somebody extra to give you some type of sexual activity, it's not a crime. He also added, doing something or saying something or being a way that makes you uncomfortable is not a crime. We've had two grand juries find that that and nobody seems to want to listen. This is an attorney.
I've said what I've already had to say about
Unbelievable.
This.
You are not that guy forever and ever, you piece of fucking
throw him up there with Gruden.
Dog shit. So he's my not that guy. You want to know who cannot dog sit?
Just incredible.
Who cannot dog sit for you and who cannot dog sit for me this week?
Who?
Is us.
Wait, why?
Because we...
We tried so hard.
We had a technical difficulty.
Man, we tried so hard.
I cannot believe that happened.
Sam had to leave because we ran long. And, he can't
and thank God
here.
That Sam came over and checked this computer, because what if we were at like 10 minutes?
Oh.
What if we were like, what is up? You know.
See, that's... and it must have been like a ghost or something. I believe that Jake remoted in to sabotage us so that we think we need him. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. You want to know who's dog sitting for the good boy today?
For the CBO?
For the chief marketing officer. The Floos. Because he doesn't give a fuck about your rules.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what needs to be done. Did anybody get hurt? No.
Peace.
Like the perfect babysitter. I know what's okay. No one got hurt. Willie's fine. He had a great time. He loved it. We were throwing him around and everything. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking for in my dog sitter. The Floos is loose at my house. Come on by.
All right, guys, we got one more voicemail, and then that's going to be a wrap on episode 37, guys. Voicemail coming in from
who?
Packers shareholder, team owner, friend of the podcast.
Oh, wait, no. He entertained me last episode. I'm in with it. Yeah, let's go, Jose.
Jose is back.
Let's do it.
Let's hear what he's got to say.
So, fellas, first-time caller, long-time listener. It's the local NFL team owner, and I just wanted to call in and leave a comment about last week's episode and ask producer Jake a question. But first, I want to clear Grady's name in the recent Mallard scandal. While Grady knew the flask was filled with warm, nasty Mallard from a plastic shooter, there was no setup. Marcos was merely at the wrong place at the wrong time, and he was punished
for discussing fantasy trades at a
wedding.
Is he reading a deposition right now?
Secondly, I want to give a shout out to Dale, who had an interesting answer to Sam's question. When presented with a Jumanji-esque scenario where we have to survive and complete a video game campaign, Dale said Halo 2. Not Animal Crossing, like what Sam said. Not Parappa the Rapper. This man said Halo 2.
What's Parappa
Dale legit
the
picked a video game that has you in, like, the streets of Mogadishu fighting intergalactic winged monsters that are all equipped with fucking sniper rifles. And that's just the first 30 minutes of Halo 2. I thought that was a hilarious answer, but... there's no doubt in my mind Dale is not escaping Halo 2. If I can just ask one question, Jake.
You.
Do you think you're particularly high on Velus Jones because he's old like your favorite receiver, Keenan Allen? And does your recent battle with forgetting your keys somehow have something to do with your adoration for older receivers? Perhaps you've developed their symptoms of old age along the way? Just a thought. Either way, big fan of the show, and I can't stress enough how great of a listen this podcast is. Can't wait to hear next week's episode. Peace.
I love Jose.
Jose, I hope this doesn't come between us, but I also am a Keenan Allen stan.
It's just because he's old as shit.
He catches a fucking ball and he gets thrown the ball in the end zone. That's a great one.
I still don't forgive you, Jose. For the Mallard situation, though. Just like some body temperature Mallard.
No, so that's the thing with suits. It's not body temperature. That's like held close to you and trapped between layers of clothing that's absorbing your, that's warmer than body temperature. So it's like, it's worse.
Hot tea.
Exactly.
Hot tea.
It is armpit tea.
Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 37. Thank you for dealing with us on this one. Some technical issues. Producer Jake, we changed our minds. We need you. Don't ever leave us because we'll find you if you do.
I stand by what I said.
Sammy Stats left us for a haircut. Me and Dale out here fighting.
Just one idea, Sam.
For our lives.
Get them all cut, not just one hair.
You're
get all
so
the hair
bad.
Cut.
We're going to end on that. Guys, again, Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast, Twitter, do the whole thing. I say it a zillion times. Shoot us a review, like it, send it to somebody. Hopefully the boys are all back next week, better than ever. See red, bear down, and I fucking love you guys. Bears.
Also, butt stuff to your question earlier.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.